Okay, we've got a quorum. So I will call this meeting to order, conference call of the Washington Fish and Wildlife Commission. It is May 3rd, 2013, and 8:30. I should do the roll call, too. I've heard Commissioner Carpenter, Commissioner Caney, Commissioner Perry, Commissioner Schmitten, and Commissioner Smith. Any other commissioners on the call? All right. Okay. Let's get right into it. The first item is the petition to change rules. This is a decision under RCW 3405330. Craig Burley, Fish Management Division Manager, are you going to walk us through this petition?
Thank you, Madam Chair. Commissioners, yes, I'm ready to do that. For the record, Craig, Fish Management Division Manager. And today I'd like to talk about a petition that the Commission has received from Mr. Gackey. This petition is requesting that the North Fork Nacelle River and Alder Creek, a tributary to the Nacelle River, be closed to fishing year-round. The petition states that this is needed to protect salmon and steelhead spawning grounds, and in addition, the petition states that these tributaries are headwaters of the Nacelle River and are within the Rainier Timber Company Salmon Creek permit-only hunt area. They're behind locked gates, and the public is not allowed walk-in access. Only a handful of permit holders would have access to these streams.
Before you go on, sorry, Craig, can we find out who joined us?
Hi, Commissioner Jennings.
Okay, thank you. Sorry for the interruption.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The current regulations that are in place for these two...
There's someone else. Sorry. Was that Commissioner Mankin?
Yes, it is.
Okay, we're all together now. Sorry, Craig. You can go on now.
Okay, great. Thank you. So the current regulations for these two river reaches allows fishing opportunity from the first Saturday in June through October 31 and also requires selective gear rules, which includes the use of one single-point barbless hook as well as prohibits the use of bait. So, as Chair Wecker identified, pursuant to RCW 3405330, the Commission is considering this petition for either A, to deny the petition in writing, or B, initiate rulemaking proceedings. At this time, the Department is requesting that the Commission deny this petition for the following reasons. A year ago, during the 2012-2013 sport fishing regulation development process, department staff brought forward a proposal that would to consider closing coastal rivers, streams, and beaver ponds to fishing, except listing in our pamphlet those waters that were stocked or had robust populations or that could support fishing pressure. And during that regulation process, department staff reviewed all of the fishing opportunity and status of the resource in the Nacelle system. And with respect to Alder Creek and the North Fork, the staff recommended that the commission maintain the current regulations that were in place at that time, which was the first Saturday in June through October 31, with minimum size and daily limits, but add an additional requirement that required selective gear rules, again, requiring barbless hooks and not allowing the use of bait. This additional regulation was put in place to provide some added protection for any juvenile salmon that might still be in that system after the first part of June, but continue to provide some fishing opportunity for adult resident trout in that system. The current regulation that the commission adopted was in fact that rule and has been in place for a year now, effective May 1 of 2012. And at this time, staff believes that these regulations are meeting our conservation objectives for anadromous juvenile salmonids while providing some recreational harvest opportunity on the resident fish in these waters. And with that, I'd conclude the briefing and ask it, answer any questions that you might have.
Thank you.
Madam Chair?
Yes, Commissioner Perry.
Thank you. You mentioned that the both the Alder Creek and Nacelle River, at least the portion that's being considered under this petition, was entirely within a private forest holding that had limited access to the public.
Commissioner Perry, what I was reading to you was the language from the petitioner. I haven't confirmed the access in this stretch of the river system, but this is my understanding based on the petition language.
So there really wouldn't, you know, whether we have a season or not, there wouldn't be, the public wouldn't have much access to that area anyway. Is that correct?
Commissioner Perry, that is my understanding. It appears that permits are required to access this area, so in fact it would be a limited number of people.
And I think you indicated that, at least the petition said, I think I read that too, that the permits are only for hunting and not necessarily for fishing. So even if it was open, that it would only be open during the limited amount of public would have those permits would only be there during the hunting season. Is that correct?
Commissioner Perry, I don't have the specifics with respect to the issuance of permits by the Rainier Timber Company. What staff has done, though, is looked at the current regulations that we have in place with the season that's currently in place at first Saturday in June through October 31, we believe protects the spawning timing in that area so that winter, spring time period when fish would, salmon or steelhead would be spawning, we believe they're currently protected. And so rather, we think independent of the effort that would be observed in that area, we think the regulation that we currently have in place is appropriate.
Yeah, I appreciate that concern for the resource, and I guess that I think that should be number one. I would agree with that completely, but it seems like to have it listed in the pamphlet that this is open and available and so forth, and then have the public not really have access to it because it's all on private ground, doesn't quite ring true.
Thank you, Commissioner Perry. We have similar situations throughout the state where we have river systems open providing recreational opportunity, and we do specifically state in our regulation pamphlet that that an angler needs to seek access across private property in order to participate in the fishery, and that our regulations don't necessarily ensure that there's complete and full access across the state. So there is an onus on the angler to ensure that they have authority to cross private properties.
That's really good. I think that's an excellent thing to have in the pamphlet. Just one other question: has there been contact with the private landowner to determine whether they might allow some access to fishing?
Commissioner Perry, the department staff have not spoken with this private private party or any other private landholders in that area. Again, looking to put that requirement on the angler themselves.
I see. Thank you very much.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Caney.
Commissioner Caney.
Yeah, I had a couple of questions. I don't know this river at all, but is the only access across land, or is this floatable? Is there people could actually walk down the stream legally? That's one question.
Commissioner Caney, thank you. My understanding of these tributaries, and it's limited, I have not been there, that these are upper headwater tributaries to the Nacelle, and there may be opportunities for someone to access them. Within state law, the ownership of the river, the land underneath the river is variable. In some instances where waters are navigable, that there's public access. Where waters are deemed not navigable, then the landowner may own that property past the high water mark. So there is some question about in different situations whether an angler can walk down the river in the water. I'm not aware of the specifics here, but these are headwaters, small systems, and likely would require access across land in order to get to them.
Thank you. And my other question was the nature of the petition to just shut down the season. Has there been a particular problem? Is it a trespass problem? You know, a little bit more on the nature of the petition, if you have any information.
Commissioner Caney, I don't have additional information other than what the petitioner provided. It appears that there's a concern that this is providing limited access to parties. This petition was not received by the landowner, and I'm not aware of any concerns for trespassing at this time.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Other questions, comments?
Madam Chair, Commissioner Jennings.
Commissioner Jennings, yes.
One, when you, the term resident trout, what species are covered by that term?
Commissioner Jennings, my understanding that this is resident rainbow trout.
Which would also be, I guess, steelhead.
Would you please repeat that?
Which would might also include steelhead.
This this area may have steelhead. The timing of the fishery is set to ensure the majority of steelhead and salmon juveniles have migrated out of the system prior to the June 1 opener. And in addition, we did implement a selective gear, no bait, barbless hook, so that if there were any fish that were caught that were under the minimum size, that they could be released with any reduced mortality.
And also there is really no salmonid breeding between the 1st of June and the end of October on these rivers?
That is correct, Commissioner Jennings.
Thank you.
Other questions? I thought there was someone else.
Madam Chair, Commissioner Smitten.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smitten.
I was wondering if we had any other public comments on this issue.
Commissioner Smitten, there's been no public comment on this petition. The department received this petition, and we are required to bring this before you within 60 days. No public process has occurred other than 1 year ago when we brought these regulations before the commission and specifically included these two rivers in the regulations that the commission adopted in March of 2012.
Thank you.
Okay, thank you. I did try to get in touch with Steve Gackey to get behind the purpose of this, to get a little bit better understanding. I'm not hearing from anyone around here in NASAL that this is a hot topic. So, and I was not able to reach him, so I can't shed any light on what he was concerned about here. Any other comments?
Yeah, Madam Chair, this is Commissioner Smith.
Go ahead, Commissioner Smith.
Yep, by saying you tried to reach him, did you leave a message and he didn't call you back, or was he not in... the contact info wasn't correct, or?
No, I do have his phone number. I know Steve, and
I did
try to call him by phone. Did not get a call back. So.
Okay, thank you.
And he has a petition before us that will be heard, I think, in June. I think it's scheduled to hear another one that he's submitted. And one of the things to keep in mind is that if we choose to proceed with rulemaking, it is a burdensome process. I mean, it will require staff to initiate rulemaking, conduct the public input. It would be a special rulemaking process in that it would be separate from a regular cycle. So it's something to consider. I think whenever we look at these petitions, we have to keep in mind the workload that it would create. So they better be only approved when it is very important. Hearing no more comment.
Madam Chair.
Yes, Commissioner Perry.
Yeah, I'd just like to, I know, I think I've heard it a couple times, but I think I'd like to hear it again to make sure that it's absolutely clear. The salmon and steelhead that potentially use this stream system, they would be done with egg laying. The eggs would be hatched out, and the resulting fish would migratory fish would be out of the system by the time the potential fishing season would open. Is that correct?
Commissioner Perry, that is correct. We open the fishery the first Saturday in June to ensure that any out-migrating salmonids have left the system prior to opening that fishery.
That's what I thought I'd heard you say, and thank you very much.
Commissioner Perry, are you ready to make a motion?
I guess so, yeah. From everything that I have heard, the only thing I would be concerned about is the access. And I was impressed with the fact that in the pamphlet it recommends getting the landowner permission before the person would attempt to fish that stream. I think that's really important to make sure the public is aware that this isn't just simply an open stream, that there's other things that have to be done before you would fish it. So I guess I would make a motion to support the department position on this in terms of keeping the rules as they are. That probably isn't worded very well, but
Madam Chair, I'm willing to make a motion.
Okay. Yeah, let's get the precise language on the record. Commissioner Mankin?
I move to deny the petition to close recreational fishing in Alder Creek and the Pacific County, Nassau River Tributary, and the Nassau River, North Fork, Pacific County, from mouth upstream.
The motion's been made. Do I hear a second?
Yes, second.
I would say.
Okay, there was two. to, who was first? Commissioner Smith, was that you?
Yeah.
Okay. Commissioner Smith has seconded the motion to deny the petition to close recreational fishing in Alder Creek, Pacific County, Navesell River Tributary, and the Navesell River, North Fork, Pacific County, from mouth upstream. Further discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, say aye. Aye.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, say no. Motion carries. Thanks very much, Craig.
Thank you.